Any voter except a candidate is allowed to watch election proceedings, but the Government Accountability Board, or GAB, says there are rules to observe as well. Reed Magny is a GAB spokesman. He says if an observer has an objection, he or she must have personal knowledge that the voter is unqualified. Magny says that would cover things like knowing the person is not a U.S. citizen, is under the age of 18, has already voted, or
if you know that they haven't lived in Wisconsin or in this polling in that ward for at least 10 days. The other thing is if you know someone has been convicted of a felony and is still under Department of Corrections supervision.
Magny says the rules are meant to preserve transparency in elections and to prevent intimidation.
You can't challenge someone because they don't look like they're from around here or they speak a different language, or if you know that their house has been foreclosed or something like that. Those are not valid reasons to challenge someone.
The rules took effect in time for the 2008 presidential election. Each ward has a chief inspector on site who observers must check in with and get a name tag from. Magny says cell phone use and pictures are forbidden, except for news media. A new rule this year says media no longer have to check in with the inspectors, but they can't interfere with voters. Election officials are predicting a 50% turnout tomorrow. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.